Anyone with a mobile phone and an account on social media can scroll on different apps to obtain content, and it seems endless. That's because it is. Endless scrolling has been around since 2008 as a design feature to provide unlimited hours of content. But with this feature a part of our daily lives, it's almost impossible for users to choose how long they engage with the apps which fight to hold our attention. The Wire's contributor from RTR FM, Alan Boyd, spoke with senior lecturer at the School of Psychology at Deakin University, Dr. Sharon Horwood, about why it's so hard to stop once we start scrolling.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are working against you when you're using the infinite scroll. First of all is the fact that it sort of becomes like almost a hypnotic process. It's very easy to focus on what you're looking at and lose track of time around you. That's a very common experience, the feeling of being almost in a trance-like state, and you sort of eventually come out of it and go, oh, it's been half an hour.
Yeah.
So that's very easy, and a lot of people will find that they have that experience. But the infinite scroll combined with algorithms now make it really, really hard for you to stop looking at content, because the algorithm knows what you want to see, and so it tends to give you the things that you like. And when we see those things, we usually have a little bit of dopamine, a little bit of reward, you know, in our brains that says, oh, that's good. Oh, I like that. And you never know with infinite scroll what's going to come up next on your screen. So you keep going because you might see something good. And it's very hard. The infinite scroll takes away a natural stopping point on social media and other platforms like that.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because normally, or in the past, you would just stop because you reach the end of the page and you go and do something else. But you're not allowed to anymore. It keeps you there. It's a design feature. It's a little insidious, really.
It is. It's called a persuasive design feature, and there's a whole host of different persuasive design features that we're exposed to in all different aspects of life, even just advertisements on the TV or on the radio that maybe have things like creating a sense of limited availability of something. You know, anytime you've seen an ad that says buy now while stocks last and things like that, that's creating the illusion of scarcity of resources. And that's a really obvious one, and lots of people can see that for what it is. But a lot of the persuasive design elements in our digital technology aren't so obvious, but they work really, really well.
And notably over the last few years, for example, if you're just scrolling down Instagram, it seems like now almost every second bit of content you get is an ad. Our phones even tell us, oh, you've been on the phone for a bit too long, or, you know, this is how many hours you've spent on this app this week. But we shouldn't feel so guilty, should we? Or we shouldn't blame ourselves for this.
You shouldn't probably feel too guilty. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try and do something about it if it's causing problems for you in your life. But it is, you've got a lot of things working against you in this context. And they are habit-forming behaviours, the things that causing you to do more and more scrolling and go back and look at it again and again. Those habits form very fast and they're hard to break because you're getting a reward every time you do them. But whether or not it's a good thing, you have to really decide, I guess, person by person basis. For some people, if their scrolling is controlled and it's bringing them some, maybe they're using it to relax at the end of a day or decompress if they're, you know, stressed about something, that can be good. Maybe that's a good thing. But if it's stopping you from doing things you're meant to do, or you having feelings of guilt or anxiety or something like that that you're associating with the scrolling, that's when it's becoming problematic, and that might be when you want to start doing something about it.
So do you think this is changing the way we think or focus in our normal lives?
Quite possibly. There's certainly evidence that every time you're interrupted by your phone, whether it's a notification or some distraction from your phone, that it takes a long time to go back to where you were before the interruption. So up to 15 minutes of being distracted before. So if you're working on a task, if you're at work or you're studying or just doing anything that requires some concentration, every time your phone pings and you respond onto it, you're probably losing about 15, maybe more minutes, depending on how long you spend on your phone, I guess, before you get back into the same sort of flow state that you might have been in before you were interrupted. And then when you think about how many times our phones interrupt us in an hour or a couple of hours, that's a lot of distraction.
So you talk about taking back control here. What does that mean? What does it look like? How do we take control? Can we just cut down? How do we do that?
Well, there's a few things you could do. I guess there's some quick wins that you could sort of put into place that are fairly easy and quite effective, usually in the short term. And I guess depending on how ingrained your scrolling is, they may or may not be effective in the long term. But so all apps have got screen time managing kind of software built into them, or Androids and iOSs do. And I think you mentioned those at the beginning of the interview. So they can be like the most basic starting point. So you can put limits on your screen time, or at least be informed about how much screen time you're using and then have a think about it. But there are also free apps that you can download that are a bit more sophisticated, and they can do things like putting a gap between when you open the app and when you see the content. So you maybe set it for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then in that 5 minute break, forced break, it might be enough for you to go, oh, you know what? I don't need to scroll right now and go and do something else.
The other thing you mentioned is to schedule some scrolling time.
So if you're feeling guilty about scrolling, and that is a common thing that people will feel like they've wasted some time or they, you know, they've ignored their partner or their kids or something like that because they've been scrolling, maybe just dedicate some time to it where you can have guilt-free scrolling, but you're doing it in a controlled way at a certain time. But you have to remember that once you've used up your allocated time that you've given yourself to scroll, then you have to shut the apps and move on.